Amongst the 25 people killed so far this year were journalists working in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Ukraine, and South Sudan. Fighting is continuing in all those countries. The number also includes the 8 journalists working for the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, who were gunned down by terrorists in Paris in January. Speaking to the council through an interpreter, Christophe Deloire, the head of the pressure group Reporters Without Borders, said the control of information in and outside conflict zones is an increasing problem.
We are unfortunately entering a new area where propaganda or unprecedented means of controlling information have now taken over minds. So this is now a period of the information war. Thanks to new technologies, terrorist groups, as well as all enemies of facts and truth, can directly disseminate content throughout the world. Anything goes.
And that's why, according to freelance French journalist Marianne Pearl, it's vital to protect media workers whose job it is to tell the truth as they see it.
This search for integrity is our lifeline, but it's not only ours, it's also yours. Because we are the one who ensure that the public and politicians alike have the information they need to make informed choices, that the world is aware of those atrocities carried out by Daesh in Iraq and Syria, Boko Haram in Nigeria, and the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America.
The United Nations promotes the freedom of speech and the protection of journalists. Its plan of action on the safety of journalists and the issue of impunity aims to create a free and safe environment for media workers, both in conflict and non-conflict situations. The goal is to strengthen peace, democracy, and development worldwide. The plan is being piloted in several countries, including Iraq, Nepal, Pakistan, and South Sudan. Jan Eliasson is the Deputy Secretary General. He told the Security Council that a free media is key to fighting intolerance.
This issue is fundamentally about the right to information, about protection of civilians, about respect for human rights, and about not giving in to threats and intimidation from those who advocate and practice violence and intolerance.
The Security Council passed a resolution condemning attacks against the media in conflict situations and stressing the need to strengthen efforts to combat impunity for people or organizations who carry out those attacks. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.